USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets toward civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel denied that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached. An Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete!
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Crocodile Dundee star Paul Hogan has had enough with the homeless crisis taking place in Los Angeles, California. The 81-year-old actor is seen posting a letter that he reportedly placed outside his Venice Beach property as a message to the homeless, get out. According to the Daily Mail, Hogan wore a mask as he stepped outside to write a note that reads, "This is my house, not yours." In the year of no-hitters, Major League Baseball has another no-no thrown Wednesday. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Yankees' Corey Kluber tossed the sixth no-hitter of the MLB season on Wednesday, blanking the Texas Rangers 2-0. Kluber struck out 9 in the Yankees' first no-no since July of 1999. Kluber's performance coming just one night after Detroit Tigers right-hander Spencer Turnbull no-hit the Seattle Mariners. It's also the second time that the Rangers have been the victims of a no-hitter this season, being blanked by the Padres' Joe Musgrove on April 9th in the first no-hitter in San Diego's history. 2021 is the first season in MLB history that six no-hitters have been thrown before June.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.